Trailers line the parking lots. Colorful golf carts decked out in U.S., Canadian, and Mexican flags speed by, and spectators brave the summer heat for a glimpse at the young talent. It's early afternoon, and 17-year-old Talia Hershaft just finished a solo ride in front of the judges.
I think we've had better rides, but given everything, given the heat and everything, I thought it was a pretty good ride.
She's one of hundreds of riders, all between the ages of 14 and 21, dreaming of gold and silver at this year's Young Rider Championship, an event that began well before they were born and has grown to include new disciplines, such as reining and endurance. One rider already taking home two medals this year is Brandy Roenick, who was eager to return after competing last year.
I had a little tougher of a horse to ride, but this year I have my horse, and, you know, she's been my partner for years now.
Still, she and her horse, Pretty Lady, could probably do without the humidity.
Ladies handled it very well, but me, not so much. I, like, can't breathe when I ride. I'm just, like, holding my breath for, like, every single stride.
Roenick knows the competition is stiff, in part because the championship is often considered a stepping stone to bigger international events. David O'Connor, president of the U.S. Equestrian Federation and Olympic gold medalist, got his start with young riders. He says the experience can be transformative.
They're really riding, you know, in the footsteps of their heroes, in the same rings, in the same places, on the same courses, and it's quite spectacular for them.
And from the looks of this year's competitors, it's clear the next generation of riders has every intention of keeping the tradition going. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Josh James.